Tune into The Kate Daly Show. Once you're awake, it's hard to go back to sheep. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
I'd like to call to order this secret conclave of America's media empires. We're here to come up with the next phony baloney crisis to put Americans back where they belong, in dark rooms glued to their televisions, too terrified to skip the commercials.
Well, I think...
NBC, you are here to listen and not speak. I think we should go with a good old-fashioned public health scare.
A new disease. No one's immune. It's like the summer of the shark, except instead of a shark, it's an epidemic. And instead of summer, it's all the time.
That is smoke.
Now, I hate to be the guy who derails what everybody else loves.
He loves being that guy.
But, Janice, we do have standards. This can't be a made-up disease. The only moral thing to do is release a deadly virus into the general public.
We do have something we've been holding on to, but it hasn't been tested. Get over here, NBC.
One of my all-time favorite themes coming into the show. And boy, when you're listening to that, what does that sound like as we're in the throes of summer? And on top of that, we're getting told today, 40% spike across the U.S. They're not telling you it's just because they're testing more and it means nothing. They're telling you that everyone's sick. 40% more death. Is that really the case? Of course not. Of course not. But that's what we're getting told in the press right now. And boy, I have Melissa on to talk about these things today. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there. Boy, we have a lot to, we have so much to go over. In fact, California, the big summer spike and people wearing masks at the beach. Can you imagine wearing a mask outside and how stupid that is? But anyway, I digress. So 40% spike in a day, not wearing mask crime in Washington state, nation back to peak numbers, more to go. Texas residents told to stay inside. Yeah, don't go in the sun, the very thing that can help you. Don't do that. Family party infects a dozen. I mean, the headlines are so outrageous today that I want to cry for America. But here's the deal. Two things before we launch in, Melissa. Number one, yes, Lincoln County in Oregon launched a, we don't want to be racially offensive, but white people, you can wear the masks, but black people, not so much. You don't need to wear the mask if you're a black person because we don't want to offend. Okay. I'm just going to let your white blood boil right there. And yeah, as crazy as that sounds and as insane as that sounds, adding to the racial fuel that we're getting right now across the country, we've got that. And then we've also, we just got this insane amount of information regarding masks out there and where, whether or not to wear them. You know, somebody had put, it was Greg, I think it was my friend Greg, who put up the meme. My Wall Street friend that said, basically, is this the new mark of the beast? You know, if you're spiritual, you'll get that reference at all. If you believe in the Bible, you'll get that reference because maybe it's not so much a chip, but more of a mask covering. That is the biggest symbol of whether or not you are so gullible to believe whatever you're told that you can't even think about common sense anymore. Maybe you're there. Maybe that's maybe you've arrived now to the level of non-thinking American that you can't understand why you don't wear a mask outside or in your car or why it doesn't do anything, even if you're standing next to somebody. And so is that the new mark? Is that the new telltale sign that you are? And I have to actually say, I feel this way walking around that it's a pretty good indicator of where somebody's at. When I see somebody in a mask, I'm like, oh yeah. Okay. I know where they're at politically and maybe the gullibility factor. Okay. I get it. I don't even need to maybe even have a conversation. I don't know. And so that's kind of where I'm at. There was a miracle in that Flynn's case finally dismissed, and I'm so happy for him because he deserved that and went through years of hell. And so I'm glad to see those miracles. Never forget that we have so many miracles, so many miracles. It's amazing. It's amazing. And I love that. And we can't forget the good, but Melissa, let's launch into what disinformation looks like because there is such a big swarm of it today. And it's so over the top. And what makes me really sad is the fact that a lot of Americans out there cannot see what's going on for what's going on. And if you can see it And all the people listening to this show can see it. We have even more of a duty and responsibility to share what we know with other people so they can wake up. But this disinformation is insane, especially when it's going to come to COVID. They're going to get people totally, totally into this lie. And they're going to have people so scared out of their mind that they won't leave their house in the summer, which is the exact time you need to be storing up on your vitamin D for the winter when we actually have a flu season coming. What are your thoughts on today's news?
Well, for one, every time, maybe this is just my visual, but if you remember the movie Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, that creepy movie.
Mm-hmm. The mask that Hannibal Lecter had to wear. Every time I see someone in a mask, that's always the visual that I have.
Hannibal Lecter? And,
yeah, it really is. If you go back, just Google Hannibal Lecter and Silence of the Lambs, and you'll see they put him in this big leather thing. It was to prevent him from, like, biting other people. But I just, every time I see those masks, that's the visual in my head. So for a lot of reasons, it is what it is. But anyway, let's talk about, and I think the place to begin this is an understanding of what misinformation is. Mm-hmm. Misinformation is the kind of stuff where, like, oh, I thought it was one way and it was really a different way. Mm-hmm. Let me give you a really good example of this. I just was at, my husband and I are taking some little day trips around, and we went to go to Indiana's largest buffalo preserve. And the guy that was doing the tour gave us this big speech about how buffalo have hair. They don't have fur. And when I came home, I was talking to my husband. I said, what's the difference between hair and fur? And we looked it up, and there is no difference. It's the same.
Mm.
So he had misinformation.
Right.
He wasn't doing it. I'm sure he thought he was educating us, and he was very knowledgeable about all kinds of other things. He just had a piece of information that was not accurate. But he wasn't trying to malign us or harm us or do us any ill will.
Okay.
That's misinformation. Then there's disinformation, which is a completely different beast.
Yes.
Disinformation, by the way, comes from the Russian word, and I'm sure I'm going to butcher the Russian, but disinformatsiya.
Yeah.
And it was a Soviet campaign, a deliberate campaign to circulate false information intended to mislead in order for them to get the advantage.
Now, deliberate. So, you said deliberate. And that's probably the most important word when it comes to the big D word, disinformation, is it's intentionally deliberate.
And
in its
it
course.
Is done with
malice.
Maybe it's done with malice, but it's done with intent.
Yeah.
They're trying to convince you of something truthful or generally not truthful.
Yes.
You know, but they're using this as a way to position themselves. And there's a really fascinating book written by one of Nikolai Ceausescu's right-hand men who defected to the West. Mm-hmm. And he wrote a book called Disinformation. And he talks about some of those big Soviet disinformation campaigns that did damage to all kinds of people. They circulated stories about the Pope during World War II that were absolutely false, but have now entered the narrative, the historic narrative. It's very difficult to disprove it now.
Right.
Because, and this is always done in a very manipulative way. They will insert a piece of information here and then let media sources pick it up and report it as several sources, and it's just kind of all vague and swims around. The Russians were the ones that kind of, well, gave it the name, but this has been something our own government has done for a long time as well, because it's successful.
Yeah, it's very successful, and they're very good at it. They've been doing this a very, very, very long time.
Well, I think it's really good. You know me. I always want to go back and look in history and see how has this been done before, and see if we're in any of those same spots, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we can go all the way back. This is how disinformation works. When Rome burned, we're talking about Rome, ancient Rome, right?
Mm-hmm.
When Rome burned, Nero was angry because the Senate had not approved the demolition of some property that he wanted to build a palace.
Mm-hmm.
So he had his guys go out and light up Rome.
Right.
And then they circulated the rumor that the Christians had done it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And,
you're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a disinformation campaign.
It's a great example of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and by the way, this is the campaign that gets the Apostle Paul picked up.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So, I mean, these things are kind of, they're nasty. They're
right.
Horrible things.
Right.
But we can go through so many different ones. In 1939, the Soviet Union's Red Army shelled a village called Manila, I think. And they blamed the attack on Finland as a pretext for launching their own war against Finland.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, and lest you think I'm not telling the truth about it. Now, Boris Yeltsin confirmed that Russia had been the aggressor.
Right.
He confessed to it.
Yep.
So years later, he said, yeah, we did that. It's all been worked out.
And,
right?
You know, these things are finally usually admitted to. If you go look, you know, the truth usually comes out. It usually does. So it's not like this is some even weird conspiracy that this was blamed and somebody said that. No, they usually admit it. I've never seen that they've shied away from admitting it or putting the information out there, you know, for people to understand that this is a deliberate piece of information that the government gives out. It's kind of interesting that way.
Yeah. So in 1955, the Turkish government bombed the Turkish consulate in Greece.
Mm-hmm.
They bombed their own consulate in order to blame the Greeks for the purpose of justifying anti-Greek violence back in Turkey.
Right. Okay.
So you kind of got the rhythm of this, right?
Yes, we're going to come.
I could give you.
We're going to come right back. We're going to come right back on the Kate Daly Show with Melissa, talking about disinformation, misinformation. There's a slew of it today. You're going to think you're probably going to die of COVID any second. I know. It's such a lie. Such a lie. Look at the deception. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I started Balance of Nature, I think the beginning of this year, and I just had my 6-month follow-up on my blood work. Oh my gosh, when the doctor's office called me, they were so impressed with the changes in my levels. It's hard to get a doctor excited, but when my doctor saw the blood work, she was excited. So I got a credit in the fruits and veggies, you know, Balance of Nature. And considering what I've seen in the blood work, it's well worth the cost.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
There, little husk for you. Fleetwood Mac, welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. I don't think I've ever played that bumper in like a decade. I'm not joking. I don't think I've ever done that one. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. You can send me bumper songs. I love it. I love your suggestions, by the way. And also, grateful for your listening to the show. Thank you for some of those out there that have contributed to the show. Keeps us on the air. I really appreciate it. And more than you know, because I'm hoping we can stay on the air and do this as long as we can do this, because messages need to be heard of truth. We have too much, and like Melissa's talking about, misinformation and disinformation, a deliberate attempt to deceive you, that we need forums like this. Support Chris Ann Hall. Support Dr. Pesta. I know these two people are so about truth. Melissa, Susan, we all care about the truth. Uncle Milty, of course. We just care. And we need these messages out there. Go to katedalyradio.com. You can contribute to the show. You can also, share the podcasts of this live show, and let's get people educated. Go to balanceofnature.com, get the supplement. You're going to need it. And I'm telling you that our health could become an issue for us if it isn't already. We have got to start shoring up our immune system. This is the time to do it. You've got the freedom to do it and the time to do it. And, you know, we can all do it because it's affordable. If you put in the code KATE, K-A-T-E, you can get this supplement every day that gives you 31 fruits and vegetables. You can get it for 35% off and free shipping. Just putting my first name, Kate, K-A-T-E. So simple. Balanceofnature.com. Love this company and love the product they put out. It is so good. Melissa, let's talk disinformation, misinformation.
Yeah, I have just a couple of other historical examples that I think we should hear about. Here's one. And I know you have talked about this extensively on the show, but on April 8th of 2014, the investigative reporter Seymour Hersh reported that the Turkish government carried out the chemical weapons attacks that were blamed on the Syrian government. Remember when that was just a huge thing? We had to go to Syria. We had to go to war now because they were using chemical weapons on their own people. Well, it turns out that Turkey provided the sarin chemical weapons, and Obama used this as a pretext. He said, oh, this is the reason we need to go to war in Syria, right?
Right.
High-level U.S. intelligence officials confirmed that it was the United States and Turkish-backed rebels, not the Syrian government, which carried out the chemical weapons attacks.
Wow.
I think there's a lot of people right now in this minute who still believe that the Syrian government did that to their own people.
Right.
And here's a little quote that I think we should all hear. And I know we're talking about international incidences and the ways in which nations posture against each other, but I want to kind of segue over here in a minute, but not before we hear this.
Yes.
Okay. David Steele, formerly of the Marine Corps and the CIA, said the following in congressional testimony. He said, most terrorists are false flag terrorists or are created by our own security forces. In the United States, every single terrorist incident we have had has been a false flag or has been an informant pushed on by the FBI. In fact, we now have citizens taking out restraining orders against FBI informants that are trying to incite terrorism. We've become a lunatic asylum.
Yeah.
So, where I want to go and what I'm seeing right now is, for many years, governments around the world have perfected the disinformation campaign. Heaven knows the Democrats screamed bloody murder that the Russians were trying to control and manipulate our elections. And that's a disinformation campaign, because the truth of the matter is the Democrats are trying to control and manipulate our elections.
It was coming from within our own country. And so to blame it on another country and deceptively so, like they did. And there's so much proof with that. You know, if a country was so after us, why would they not be after us in this election? Why that election? They wanted for 2.5 years for us to go into this mode of consistently accusing the administration of benefiting from their Russian ties. I mean, it was the most preposterous, ridiculous story. And I think we all knew what a joke it was. But the fact that it was disinformation intentionally put out to harm, used our tax dollars with millions of dollars to prop up this investigation and to make it appear to be real, that there and then also there were people gullible enough to believe it. But, you know, even just looking at common sense, people would have known the truth, right? Just common sense alone. But look at how powerful the campaign was, because it was utilizing government to do it. So it appeared that they tried to make it appear that they had all this proof of this, and everything was smoke and mirrors and lies. It was pretty right. amazing disinformation. I mean, so deceptive.
It was a very deceptive and very successful mm-hmm. disinformation campaign.
Yeah.
And we are people. If the substitute word for this, if I said that you were being gaslighted, would people understand it better?
Yeah, gaslighted. That, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. The American public is right now being gaslighted. And every disinformation campaign always includes some kind of communication, transmission, media outlet, something. They have, for want of a better description, they have sympathizers inside those organizations who will rebroadcast, republish, restate over and over, and it gets bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So that's always part of a disinformation campaign. I want to read two headlines to
okay.
you.
Okay.
Okay, here's the first one. No evidence that Black Lives Matter protests caused COVID-19 spike. That's the first headline.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the second headline. Oklahoma reports highest ever daily COVID-19 cases after Trump Tulsa rally.
Mm-hmm. Do people, right. believe this?
Both people believe of those it. Okay. headlines? Both of those headlines uh-huh. appeared together in the same day's publication, June 22nd, 2020, in Newsweek magazine.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It's just, there are people moronic enough to walk away believing that. It's astounding. It's just this, okay, sorry.
Here's what makes it dangerous.
Okay.
Because no longer, Newsweek, I don't even believe, exists in a paper format anymore. I haven't seen it in years. So now people cherry pick what they want to hear. Oh, look, no evidence that Black Lives Matter caused anything. I'm going to put that out on my social media. But we don't stop and read three stories down. Mm-hmm. Oh, Oklahoma. That makes no sense.
Well, it's just like the Oregon.
You can't
Oregon,
have both of those things.
Oregon passing the thing where non-whites don't have to wear the mask because you might be so offended. So we're not really worried about your state of COVID. We're worried if you're offended racially. So that alone should tell people the masks do nothing. They have nothing to do with this. It's very, very political and sheepish. But still, people will kind of carve out this oh, okay. I mean, sort of following along behavior. It's very weird that but we don't have any thinking skills as a populace anymore. Well,
and you know, I believe some of that has been designed.
Yes.
I hate to yes. say that, but we have been taught and trained. That's part of gaslighting.
Mm-hmm.
We have been rewarded for being good little compliant people. And we're patted on the head when we do the wrong thing, mm-hmm. and we are eviscerated if you step out of line, right?
Yes.
I personally have eliminated many people off my Facebook page now. I have taken a position that if you are going to be rude and insulting to me on my own social media, you need to go. I don't need you in my life anymore.
Okay.
But there's no dialogue left. It's just rip the guts out of somebody else and move on.
Right.
That is social programming.
Absolutely.
It really, truly, it's not dialogue. It's yeah. just social programming. Well, how about this story, Kate? So Project Veritas mm-hmm. has somebody on the inside of Facebook. And they have somebody on the inside, actually, of the contractor, Cognizant, that does Facebook's fact checking, and when you get shadow banned, it's coming from the Cognizant mm-hmm. checkers, right?
Yeah.
So Now, what is Facebook telling all of us? We're just checking facts. We don't care what you have to say about it. You can say anything you want. But here's what Project Veritas finds out, and they have it on video. Facebook contractors bragging about deleting all MAGA accounts or pro-Trump sentiment. Here's the quote. It's a very progressive company who's very anti-MAGA.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Sure.
Make America great again.
Sure.
I think they're very biased with who they protect. Facebook shadow bans, mm-hmm. and they say they don't. But it's clear that people's content don't come up because it's been defiltered off the queue. Mm-hmm. They're doing something, but trying to pretend like they're not.
Right. Yep.
We all know this, right?
Right. I would hope by now, because we've all been affected. I mean, I've been affected. I'm even SoundCloud's going after me. I mean, yeah, we've all been affected. I would hope we would all realize this.
Here's another great comment from one of the people who worked at Cognizant. If someone is wearing a MAGA hat in a photo, I'm going to delete them for terrorism.
Talk about the extremes. It's always interesting to me how everything has to invoke emotion and the extremes. It's very telling.
Well, the disinformation campaign here is that what they want you to believe is that they're just innocent in all of this. They don't know what all of us are talking about. They're not censoring anybody, mm-hmm. but they are, and
yes.
they know they are, and they're lying about it.
Yes. Yes.
That's when it becomes gaslighting and disinformation. So when you think you've been shadow banned, mm-hmm. you're not the crazy one.
Right. Right.
That's an important message for people to hear right now. When you're getting slapped around by Facebook,
mm-hmm.
saying we've all gotten this, haven't we? If you haven't, you're not doing something right on Facebook. That something that you reposted has been found to be false.
Right.
That's now I almost regard that as a badge of honor.
I do. Because we're going to come into some weird stuff and weird, random, more constant abuse of censorship. So we better, better understand what's going on and why and how we better develop ways to fight it. We have to. This is why I keep saying, Trump, use your funds to develop a new Twitter. Companies should be developing these things. We have enough resources and money to create these kinds of things that would not do what they can do. But we all sign up for the opposition's businesses. We all sign up for our own censorship is what we're doing. And I hope we realize that the choice we make to be part of Facebook means that you're ponying yourself up for the opposition. So hopefully we'll fight against
how it. How often, conservatives for many years have talked about the power of the individual.
Mm-hmm.
And I think part of the disinformation campaign and part of the socialist vision is that only the community, only mm-hmm. has power.
Right.
That's not truthful.
Yeah. Okay. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. More with Melissa when we return. Misinformation, disinformation. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. Good day, sunshine. I need to laugh. And when the sun is out, about. I feel good.
All right. You know what? It's the summer, so don't ever let your government tell you what to do. And please, by all means, absorb that sunshine out there because you're going to need it for the fall. And do not let the ludicrous thieves in government, and believe me, It's prevalent. I don't know too many good people left in government, but don't let them ever tell you how to conduct your life. If you look for government to save you, you got a big old problem that I can't compete with. But I'm telling you, please, please wake up and realize that government does not want to save you. They actually do want to harm you. And you can see it in spades right now. In fact, I welcome Melissa back, and I'm going to take a phone call, Melissa. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You're on with Melissa and myself. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon. How are you, lady?
Good afternoon there. Okay, what's on your mind? Can't wait to hear.
Well, I heard the craziest thing today about the word master.
Okay, master?
You hear about what they're doing with it?
No.
Well, they are removing it because it's a racist term. They're taking it away from, like, real estate people for, like, master bedroom and a floor plan. It's no longer a master bedroom. It's the main bedroom.
And
it's just,
oh
it's just crazy what they're doing with this stuff. And I myself, I've been involved in martial arts for 50 years, and I hold the rank of grandmaster.
Uh-huh.
And if they think I'm going to take that title away and call it a grand main, grand whatever,
oh my gosh,
they're sadly mistaken.
Wow.
Yeah, I heard this early this morning. It's like unbelievable.
I don't even know what to say. I have no words.
What?
It's just like Oregon doing what they did. Thank you so much. I love the call. So no master bedroom, Melissa. Apparently it's offensive.
What? I have a master's degree. Does that mean I don't really have one?
You know what?
I'm worried now.
Oh, I'm worried for you. In fact, let me say this. There was a meme that I saw, and I just to put stuff in context for you, okay? Because somebody's saying something doesn't always mean that it's going to be what we're kind of afraid it will be, and that will be a national thing. And this was a meme I saw that kind of made me realize and kind of reel that fear in a little bit. And it said, congratulations to the left on a great week. They defeated two cartoons, a pancake mix, a box of rice, an ice cream bar, and a syrup bottle. And I thought about that and I'm like, you know what? They are so asinine that this is the only place for them to go besides the book burning, besides the rioting, taking down statues. Okay. This is what they're capable of because there's no, what else are they going to do? And so keep that in mind too, that 80% of our country does not feel like or do the heinous, ridiculous, ludicrous things that this 20% does. Always keep that in mind. Anyway, if it helps.
Well, I sometimes it's just perplexing because I'm not really sure how pulling a statue of Christopher Columbus down and beheading it really fixes anything for anyone.
Well, let me say this. I saw another meme. I know it's meme central today, but I saw another meme that said, okay, for everyone that they dragged down, Trump better make two or three of them and put them back up. See, we can do that. Because they drag it down does not mean that we cannot put it back up. And if it's not Trump, it's a governor. And if it's not a governor, it's a city. And the people in that city, in a local community, can get together and create a space or buy a piece of property to erect a statue of history. Just because these lunatics are trying to run the asylum does not mean they actually run it. And I think we have to keep a healthy perspective on that.
Well, I really, every now and then as a mom, you know, you hear something come out of your children's mouth and you think, oh my gosh, I raised a sentient being that's actually thinking important things. But my son today said to me, he said, Mom, the media is trying to see how far they can push us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's exactly right.
Yep.
And I think, you know, these lunatics, we like to think, oh, they're just crazy. They're not crazy.
Mm-hmm.
They're testing and seeing how far can they push before somebody says enough.
Yep.
Apparently in Seattle, they can take over 6 square blocks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And their mayor is just like, oh, I don't know what to do. Well,
yes.
You know, this kind of dawdling and time wasting is going to percolate. Talk about the second wave. The second wave is going to be equally unpleasant, but it's when people have had enough. And I think they're waiting for that. We need to find better ways to say enough without letting it go so far that we have to pick up guns to defend ourselves.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I think we still have a moment here left that we can intervene and say, wait, law and order is good for everyone. But I'm telling you, we better be on an information campaign ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the most wonderful video of a woman online who's talking about mask wearing. And she's so sweet. She says, hello, all of you, you know, all the mask wearers. I just want to say I forgive you. And then she goes on to explain, this is what I'm doing. And if you want to do what you want to do, that's great. But I just want to know that you don't hold any ill will toward me, because I certainly hold. No, that's the kind of message. We need to kill them with kindness and with common sense.
Right.
And we can't continue to be afraid and hiding, because by being afraid, we enable and empower them. That is exactly what disinformation is meant to do to us.
Mm-hmm.
Make us afraid. How afraid have people become of COVID? If we just called it out for what it was, just, I forgive you.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You know, I have nothing but love in my heart for you. Right. That's hard to fight back.
I agree.
If you're looking for something to do this weekend, and you want to stay indoors because you're afraid to be outside, I'd suggest that you get an old copy, go down to your public library if they're open, right? Or find it on some streaming service and watch the old Ingrid Bergman film called Gaslight. It's a parable for our times, sincerely. So in the story, this woman is married to a man who is completely manipulating her to get her to believe she has lost her mind. And the longer she allows him to persuade her, the worse it becomes. When she has this feeling that she's not crazy, but he keeps giving her evidence over and over that she's crazy. Oh my gosh, you're crazy. He gives her a brooch and tells her to, you know, be sure to put this in your purse and keep it very safe. And then it disappears out of her purse. And he's like, well, what did you do with it? And she's like, I don't know. I can't remember. What she should have said to him was, I have no idea where it is. I kept it. It was in my purse. I don't know what happened to it. Did you get it?
Yeah.
It would have been over. But we have a bunch of young thugs telling the entire country how we should, what we should think, what we should do, how we should behave. And they're taking this as license to enact a whole lot of socialist programs. And if you really get out there in the weeds and start looking at what they've said, the leader of the Black Lives Matter movement a couple of years ago said flat out, we are Marxists.
Yes.
We're trained Marxists. We need to be sharing that information.
We really do.
And we
need to be saying,
if you contributed to BLM, I forgive you. I know you were uninformed.
Right, right. I like that because, you know, we have a color revolution. This is from Syrian Girl. And I've had Syrian Girl on the show. We have a color revolution going on in our country right now to take down capitalism. Whether somebody wants to acknowledge that or see it, and maybe at some point people will start to see it. Who knows? Because COVID and BLM, it's about hurting business. It's about hurting capitalism. It's about overthrowing and gaining more ground, right, in a more tyrannical government way. So that's really kind of at the heart of what's going on. But we're in the middle of a color revolution, the same kinds of color revolution that destroy other countries. We're in the middle of that part or piece of it right now, that level right now. So if we can see what's going on, we can help other people to see it. That would be great. And if we can acknowledge what's actually going on, what we're actually in the throes of, maybe we can help stop it. So that's why I said, you know, for every statue they tear down, you put up three more. For every time they say, you know, defund the police, have more conversations about the fact that we need to localize police. Defund them federally if you want, but make them more localized. We need to have those proper conversations to educate, because maybe they don't know. Maybe people out there don't understand. Who knows?
Well, I want to really read another quote here and ask if anybody, if you recognize it, and we can talk about who said it and why. this is the quote, if you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, mm-hmm. people will eventually come to believe it. The lie can be maintained only for such time as the state can shield people from the political, economic, and or military consequences of the lie. Mm-hmm. It thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent, for the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie, and thus by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state.
Right.
Who said it?
Hmm.
Goebbels, the Nazi. He knew what he was talking about.
Right.
So what we have to do is we have, first of all, we have to all say, my rights are not forfeit.
Yep.
I claim my rights. These are my rights. I have the right to walk into a store if I choose to do so. And I have rights to breathe clean air. I have the right to be outside my house. I have rights. The big lie only succeeds if the majority lets it.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to call out the lie.
Right.
And the second thing, I guess, is we have to be careful what we agree to concede to. The whole country just agreed to concede to giving up a whole lot of things because we were afraid of COVID.
Yes. Yes.
So what's the new horizon? We're afraid of rioters and looters.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about them tearing down a statue. So why can't you make three more? I mean, what? It's like defeat. they tore down our history. I guess we don't have any history anymore. No. There's 80% of the country out there. So build it back up. So what? And as many times as they want to tear it down, keep going back after it and build it up. Put these statue makers to work. We can fight these things.
I'll tell you a little historical tidbit.
Mm-hmm.
In the 1800s, when Alexis de Tocqueville toured the United States,
mm-hmm.
everyone in the country had a framed portrait of George Washington hanging in their home.
Right.
Sometimes it was George and Martha Washington, and they were her children, but they had a portrait of Washington. I am so blessed. I have inherited my family's portrait of Washington, and it now hangs in my home.
Nice. I like that idea.
So, you know what? If they're going to tear down a sculpture of Washington in the public park, put one up in your own home.
Yeah, exactly. We have our own private property. Utilize that property. Americans can get together and pay for things. You know, cities can get together. We have enough cities in this country that I think if you pulled the resources, you know, stop paying for so much crap we don't need, like gazillion dollar, city offices, and start paying for things that are going to be part of our historical context, our historical understanding. We can fight these things. I can't believe we're so willing to accept such an easy defeat right now. They tear down a statue. Is that all they've got? I mean, come on. We have more than this. We can actually fight with more than this. We really can.
Well, and they're so ill-educated.
Yeah.
Offer to educate.
Right.
Start with your own children, for goodness sakes.
Mm-hmm.
Someone spray painted all over a statue of John Brown in Kansas.
Yeah.
If you know any history at all, you know that John Brown was a rabid abolitionist.
Uh-huh.
That makes no sense. It makes no sense. They've pulled down sculptures of Ulysses S. Grant. Grant, who was the general, who was probably most influential in helping the Union to win and make sure all the slaves were liberated.
Right.
They're right now, it's become this kind of comical tear down every statue game.
Well, you guys, think about this. Our country, our people are stronger than them taking down a syrup bottle of their own achievement or a statue or anything. We are stronger than this as a people. We've got to stop acting like we're getting defeated so easily here. Melissa, I love your hour. Thank you. That was awesome.
Thank you, Kate.
Misinformation, disinformation. Do not be gaslighted, says Melissa. I love this. I appreciate you. Thank you. And Susan's coming on next. I'm surrounded by great women. Appreciate you guys. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. Be right back.